Life, Part 2, The Big Waters. Our hands had torn up the grass from the earth and dug in that place and softened the soil. The seeds that fell from our hands fell in well, and the waters we cast washed away the soft shells, and life began to form. Life spread forth two leaves and a stem. The sun pressed a shimmering warmth throughout them, and they lived and they grew while we stood in the days and longed for the flower to bud. Time passed, day into night, and water rushed from the rocks to the sea, for the mountain was tall and its forests were deep, so the water rushed and ran to the sea, and the sea with welcoming arms did abide on the shore of the land. Great was the tide of the whispering sea. Our seeds grew strong, and wild were those days when we broke the ground for a bamboo house. But the sky foretold of a coming day, when the winds would tear our hearts apart, and the rain would wash the blood away. The rain began when the corn was tall, and pumpkins bloomed on the banks of the stream, and you and I would sit in the days, speaking of many wonderful things, into the lingering light of night, while you created me. The night took me up to the fields on the hill, where I slept in the grass, in the rain, and the moon, and the stars must have touched me alone in that room, for I felt myself stirring, though I did not move. Soon rain began to fill the day, and lo, the field wherein I lay was changed into a strange, strong hum of rumbling sounds and heavy clouds, and I laid still, for I heard the wind. Days there were I stood in the rain, naked and hot and half insane. Days there were when I crept wet into the house and slept, but the rain was there when I awoke and rained and roared and broke my ecstasy. The stream had been a gurgling friend that bent and wound without an end throughout our love. But now the rain danced on her. She was swiftly moving, danced, and would not cease. And she rushed as if to flee the rain out to the sea. And it rained and rained till it blinded me. And the stream screamed over her bank. When I arose, I could not speak, and I stood on the porch still from my sleep and did not believe that it could be, for it was as though some mighty hand had come through the rain and broken the land. And the stream had carried so much away. What was left was a gnarled mess of broken trees and screaming dreams lost in the air. For the sound of the rain still echoed yet. And I looked across from where I stood to what remained. To what remained of the gardens. But they were gone. For the earth was drunk and broken lay where once we'd spent the greatest days of love.